This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, July 25th. Well, limited cash trade keeps live cattle steady on Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was steady. There's limited cash trade today, so it was kind of like slow. The market was really sluggish. It actually traded on both sides of unchanged, but really just slightly up, slightly lower. As the futures really do march higher, the uptrend is still intact, and that gives support to firmer prices going forward. Just the fact that the market didn't pull back tells us that there is a little bit of strength there, albeit, you know, moving sideways, but that does tell a lot. You know, certainly the bottom is in and the market is continuing to move higher, even though today we stalled out a little bit. Now, feeders had a bounce today. The grain trade does create a lot of uncertainty with the feeder market, and it was lower as the grains were higher opening up for today.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 10.5 at 597. September corn was down 1.5 at 422.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 8, ranging from 564.5 to 574.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 1.75, ranging from 597.25 to 602.25. Live cattle for August were down 15 cents at 108.95. August feeder cattle were up 62.5 cents at 142.87.5. And July, Class 3 milk was up 7 cents at 1747.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.